In this bulletin, rescuers locate the wreckage of a helicopter that's crashed in Victoria. Nurses and midwives strike in New South Wales, and Graham Arnold to remain as coach of the Socceroos. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Police have found the crash site of a helicopter that went missing north of Melbourne. It's understood the site was found on Mount Disappointment by searchers from the air, and that a team has now been dispatched to access the location on the ground. Five passengers were believed to be on board the aircraft, which took off with another helicopter from the central business district of Melbourne, but failed to reach its destination. Authorities have cancelled commercial flights for a northern New South Wales airport because of the impact of torrential rain. Limited services are expected to resume at the weekend, but flights in and out of Ballina Byron Bay Gateway Airport have been suspended. It's understood the flights have been cancelled for the next 2 days because the runway needs to dry out before planes can use it safely again. Nurses and midwives say they voted to take strike action to demonstrate the need for improved staff-to-patient ratios in New South Wales hospitals. Members from 180 branches of the Nurses and Midwives Association across the state, taking part in a 24-hour stoppage, saying the need for fixed nurse-to-patient ratios in surgical, medical and intensive care settings is urgent. The union's General Secretary, Brett Holmes, says nurses have been given plenty of plaudits for their work during the pandemic, but the ratios issue predates COVID-19.
They've received lots of pats on the back from government ministers and the Premier alike, but none of that has helped them actually get their job done. And they've had to resort now to the second strike in 6 weeks as the government still has not responded to their calls on the government to start fixing the problems in our public health system.
Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese is set to deliver his budget reply this evening. Mr Albanese has likened Josh Frydenberg's fourth budget as having all the sincerity of a fake tan, with Labor's Jim Chalmers calling it a so-called vote-seeking document. Key components of the budget include a halving of the fuel excise for 6 months and one-off $250 payments for pensioners and welfare recipients. Mr Albanese is expected to unveil a women's budget statement.
We'll have a lot more to say each and every day between now and polling day, whether it be May 14 or May 21. Today, it is important that we once again gather here to have Labor's women's budget statement. This began, of course, in 2014 because the government abolished the women's budget statement from the process.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Question Time Labor has no economic plan.
Tonight, they have the opportunity to actually spell out an economic plan, an alternative budget for this country. They've been waiting, Mr Speaker, and the Australian people are still waiting to hear their economic plan. A tired opposition with no economic plan, Mr Speaker.
Australia will impose a 35% tariff on all imports from Russia and Belarus. Comes in on April 25. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the federal government will place the maximum cost on Russia for its action in Ukraine. And in sport, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold will remain with the team and see out the rest of Australia's World Cup campaign, which includes the dreaded playoff route. There was speculation Arnold could be sacked after Australia's loss to Japan and Saudi Arabia, which saw them fail to secure direct World Cup qualification to Qatar. Now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two, 26. Adelaide, sunny and 24. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, a possible late shower, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy and 21. Wollongong, showers and windy, 17. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, similar conditions, 21. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 28. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.